Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 927 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. And today we have a great question coming in from Jason. All right, guys, now here's today's question from Jason.
Hey, Pat, this is Jason. My wife, Chelsea, and I blog at jasonandchelsea.com. We are actually exploring on creating a course of our own. And so I was wondering why or what your process was for going with Teachable with building your smart from scratch course with so many other platforms and things out there that are available. I would love to hear what your process was and how you came to choosing to go with Teachable. All right. Thanks, Pat. Thanks for what you do. All right. Bye.
Hey, Jason, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. And simply, Teachable was a solution that I found that allowed me to integrate videos and text and PDF files and downloads in a way that was super easy for me to do. I am pretty good with tech stuff, but I also like it when things are simple and when they work. And when it came to course stuff, it just made it really simple for me to choose them for two reasons. One, because it's just easy to use, like I said, drag and drop simple, just uploading everything. The whole system's already built out. The payment processors and all that stuff, you just have to connect them really quick. I didn't have to worry about coding hardly at all to get my course set up. But more than that, I had built a relationship with the founder of the company as well. And it's really interesting because there's another tool out there called Thinkific that is great as well. I checked out that platform too. And there's another one called Teachery. And there's other ones like it too. They're all great. They actually all work. And they all work very well. And so I actually just was invited to a lunch by Ankur, the CEO of Teachable, and we had a great connection. We had a good vibe. I learned about its product, and I was just like, hey, this is great. I'm going to use this for my future courses, and so I did. The first time I used it was for my free course that I offered along with my book, Will It Fly? And then I used it for Smart From Scratch, and I used it again for PowerUpPodcasting.com, for those of you who are looking to start a podcast soon. And it's just been amazing. I loved it. Thinkific, the founder, Greg, another awesome person. I've had dinners and lunches with him before. Super nice guy. Amazing product. And he just reached out to me later. And so just that's that. If he had reached out to me first, I probably would be using Thinkific. But honestly, I love Teachable. I love the company. I've gotten to know a lot of their staff very well. They are there and they're dedicated to making sure that students going through your courses have the best experience and you as the course creator have the best experience too. I'm sure it's the same for other companies too, but I've gotten to know them very well and become friends with them. And just to see that dedication to helping improve my course and the experience that my students have through my course is just top notch. And that's why I became an advisor for them. So I'm a compensated advisor. I'm an affiliate for them. And if you want to check them out, you can go to askpat.com/teachable. And that's all you got to do. So Jason, that's the answer. And kind of just shows you how important it is to go out and build relationships with people, right? Like if Ankur didn't reach out to me, somebody else would have, you know, reached out to me, or they did, but they were a little too late. A lot of the most amazing things that have happened in my life when I think about it has been a result of the people that have been in and around that particular situation. And so go out there, meet people, talk to people. If you have somebody who you know could be really beneficial to partner with, go and reach out to them. Don't be afraid, but also make sure you're offering value to them at the same time. And Teachable was something that I definitely needed. And it was great to get to know Ankur and the crew there over at Teachable at the same time. So it just made sense for me. All right, Jason, thank you so much. I appreciate you. I want to send you an AskPat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to AskPat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Frank Miller Jr. The day you write to please everyone, you no longer are in journalism. You are in show business. Love it. Take care, guys, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.